We're back. Week 5 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Coming off an okay week, my first losing week out of 4. Some people are saying it doesn't count because I have bronchitis. Not me. I take ownership. But some people say it doesn't count. So, you know, thank you. In their books, I'm still 3-0 in terms of winning weeks. Hudson on a hot streak. That's 2 winning weeks in a row for him. He's really turning the corner. I thought I'd just have to carry all this dead weight all season, but he's really holding his own. 5 more picks from the both of us, and I think maybe, potentially, some extra baseball picks. So let's get into it. For my first pick, we're taking it to LA. It's the Rams facing off against the Cowboys. As we know, Cowboys backup QB Dak is out, but we're not picking a side in this game. We're going to over under. And it's going to be Rams team total under. Right now it's sitting at 24.5. And the rationale for this is the Rams just have not looked right all season. They've scored over 24.5 one time against the Falcons, who have arguably a bottom 5 defense. But they just haven't looked right. I mean, Stafford just, I don't know how to quantify it, but if you've watched the games, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just taking it. Ride with it. Rams team total under 24.5.
What's up, everybody? It's Hudson. A quick recap of last week before we get into the 5 picks from this week. I went 3-2, my second straight winning week, plus 0.9 units last week. Should have been 4-1. If you guys remember, I had Falcons-Browns first drive field goal. The Browns took it all the way to the 5-yard line, 4th down. They decide to go for it instead of kicking the field goal. Could have been a 5-unit swing. And the Browns end up losing by 3. So total karma on their part. Should have just kicked the field goal, taking the points. Now on the season, I'm 8-9, plus 1.5 units. So we're in the green, looking to extend that this week. For my first pick, we're going to head over to New England, where the Patriots will be taking on the Detroit Lions. The Lions have looked incredible. At least the offense has looked incredible. But sadly, they're 1-3 as the defense has kind of let them down so far. The total on this game is 45.5, and I like the over. I think the Lions should score about 30 points here, and I think they're going to kill outright, but we're not going to take the Lions plus 3.5. I think the Patriots will also be able to score a ton of points against the weak Lions defense. I think 45.5 is looking a little low. We should take the over. And that will hit within 3 quarters. For my second pick, I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals plus 5.5 against the last remaining undefeated team, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cardinals are home plus 5.5. The Eagles have played amazing so far. Jalen Hurts on fire. Probably the favorite to win the MVP in my eyes. Maybe Josh Allen, maybe Mahomes. But I love the way Jalen Hurts is playing. But I think week 5, it's finally time for them to slow down a little bit, going all the way across the country from Philly to Arizona. I think it's time for the Cardinals to start playing some better football. The Eagles might have a bit of a letdown. It's hard to go 5-0. Even if the Eagles do win outright, the Cardinals can still cover plus 5.5. It doesn't even need to be that close, just 4 or 5 points. I like the Cardinals, plus 5.5.
For my next pick, it's going to be the Browns plus 3 against the Chargers. I know this is kind of a gross pick. Chargers coming off a nice win. Offense looked good against Houston, 34 points. But let's not forget, they have not looked that solid in the beginning of the year. They're 2-2, and their two wins are Houston and Vegas, who have a combined 1 win between the both of them. So really, 2 low-quality wins, and they got crushed by Jacksonville. Beaten by KC. And the Browns are also 2-2. Their 2 wins also not that great, but the Browns are at home. The Browns run the ball. They're just solid. People really underrate Jacoby Brissett. He's not bad. He's probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. And I just think the Browns win here. It's a good bounce back spot for them at home. And Myles Garrett's coming back, a big boost for that defense. One of the top, in my opinion, top 5 defensive players in the league. So I just like him. I do like him outright, but for the sake of the podcast, we're going to take him plus 3. for my last normal non-prop pick. I'm going to take the Seahawks Saints over 45.5. This is coming off of last week. I hammered all the unders. Obviously went 0-3 on those. 2-0 on my props. 0-3 on the unders. I learned my lesson. And really the rationale for this pick is the sharp money. As you know, if you follow me on Twitter, at JSportsBetting1, I love to look at the sharp money. I love to see where the pros are going, not the public. And the distribution for this game is wild. This is according to DraftKings. 53% of the tickets, 90% of the money on this over. You just can't ignore it. So I really don't have any technical explanation, but when you see numbers like that, you got to take it. So the over 45.5.
For my third pick, I'm going to take the Niners-Panthers under 38.5. It is the lowest total of the week, and that is why we're going to take the under. If you remember an episode from a couple weeks ago, I took the Steelers-Browns under 39.5 because unders hit at 63% when the total is 39.5 or lower. Now, that Steelers-Browns pick, it did lose, but that's why we're going to come back even stronger and take this under. Niners-Panthers, these teams won't be able to score. I expect a lot of punts here, under 38.5. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take a prop, Najee Harris, over 14.5 receiving yards. Now, if you're a Steelers fan or just been following Najee Harris this season, you may know that he's been very disappointing. I drafted him 7th overall in my fantasy league, and that's part of the reason why I'm 0-4 to start the season. But this week, things are going to change for Najee Harris. I expect the Steelers to get blown out against the Buffalo Bills, maybe keep it within 2 touchdowns. And a game within 2 touchdowns means that towards the end, we're going to see a lot of garbage time receptions, especially for Najee, especially for any running back. The quarterback will just look to dump off the ball to any open receiver, pick up some yards. I think Najee will be able to pick up 10 yards on some receptions, add that all up. He'll get 14.5 easily. Now, the thing with this, it might not hit until the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. So don't worry if through 3 quarters, Najee, maybe he doesn't even have a reception. This will hit at the end, maybe even take it live if you have that option. But right now, I'm taking Najee Harris over 14.5 receiving yards.
For my first prop, we're taking it across the pond. It's the Packers facing off against the Giants. Fun fact, first London matchup where both teams have a winning record. Both teams this week are 3-1. This is the first London matchup all time, which is nuts. We just kind of send our trash across the sea to our friends in England. But it's okay. We love watching the game. Something good to get up, have a coffee, watch some football, lead us into the 1 p.m. slate. And it's going to be a prop here. I like Alan Lazard. Receptions over 3.5. If you look at this Packers team, really, it's been the story. It's been a story this season. Just the receiving weapons are not there. Alan Lazard is the wide receiver 1. He was injured to start the year. He was out week 1, banged up to start week 2. So in a 2-week sample size of, you know, real football, he has 6 targets for 4 catches, and he has 8 targets for 6 catches. 3.5 is just a low number as they kind of gain chemistry as the wide receiver 1, and he's playing the Giants defense, which has been good this season, but 3.5 is low. I think he gets it. Obviously, I'm taking the pick. Alan Lazard over 3.5. For my last pick, it's not going to be a traditional prop, but it's one that I saw it, and I was shocked. I did not think the odds would be this high. I might put 2 to 3 units on this, which is probably, jinxing it, saying it's not going to hit. But, just first glance, I love this pick. It's going to be, we're going back in this podcast, double dipping in the Detroit Lions at the New England Patriots. This is going to be both teams to score just a touchdown in each half. So 1 in the first, 1 in the second half. Both teams to score a single touchdown in each half. Plus 160. Plus 160. This is the Lions. This is the highest scoring offense and the worst defense in the league. Just both teams score one touchdown in each half. I don't know the stats. I feel like this happens in a lot of games just because. Plus 160 just seems so wild. But we're going to take it. This is the pick of the week for me. This is my pick of the week, plus 160.
For my fifth and final pick, we're going to head over to the AFC South, a divisional matchup here between the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars have been playing some great football to start the season. I think they're actually surprising everyone, and they do have a chance to win the division as none of these teams have looked impressive so far. We're going to take a prop that I don't think I've ever taken before, but it's good to be a little bit different. We're going to take a four-way winning margin, Jacksonville Jaguars 14+, and that is plus 165. I think the Jaguars are going to destroy the Houston Texans here. Jaguars are at home. Everything pointing to the Jaguars. We're not even going to take the -7, just them to win by 14 or more points. So if you guys have noticed, I've taken Falcons first drive field goal 2 weeks in a row now, but I'm no longer going to be taking that pick as part of my official card. It messes up the units, it messes up the record, but I will tell you that I will be taking the Falcons Bucks first drive field goal. I think it is at plus 400 again this week. It won't count to my official card, but I am going to take it, and I'm probably going to take it the rest of the season. I also want to give you guys a baseball pick for my friend, the underdog specialist on Twitter. I'm going to take the Toronto Blue Jays at minus 130. He got Alex Manoah on the mound. He has that under one whip. He's fourth in the league in ERA. I don't know much about baseball, but I do trust my guy, underdog specialist. We're going to take the Blue Jays at minus 130.
That's it. Another great episode of the Sports Betting Rundown. Week 5 NFL Sports Betting Rundown. 5 picks from me, a little more than 5 from Hudson. Gave you an extra prop and some baseball knowledge in there. Gave a little, you know, free shout out, but that's fine. Didn't let him. As always, follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. If you like the pod, and even if you don't like it, rate it 5 stars and subscribe. We really appreciate it. Take a lot of time to make this. A lot of research goes into it. And as always, let's make some money.